It's the Inramon Podcast. It's podcast number 299. That's slightly exciting. This was sort of supposed to be a live podcast, but it's failed miserably in being live. So it's just going to be pre-recorded, and I'm going to ramble and play music. This is, and I'm almost certainly going to pronounce it wrong, Erotsiko Dira Hiriat by Briss. And this is Briss. Erotsiko Dira Hiriak, almost certainly, wildly incorrect. That's Briss, B-R-I-S, and they're from Pamplona in Spain. And the reason why I got a bit confused at the start there was because I said, I've got my computer in front of me. The first time since I've been doing these podcasts live that I've had my computer in front of me, or at least for a long time. And I've got it on the page on Bandcamp for the track, so I get the track correct. But not the album, and I got a bit confused because it says From Briss by Briss. It's from the album Briss, or the EP, and the band are also called Briss. So that's why I got a little bit confused at the introduction. You can get it at Briss Core, as in C-O-R-P-B-R-I-S-C-O-R. I should almost stop it and re-record it since it's not live, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to soldier on brisscore.bandcamp.com. Links as ever at edinburghband.com, and there'll be more information there, etc, etc. Yes, I try to do this live. I set up a live server. I mean, in the back of my mind, I was thinking the 300th podcast is coming up. Should I do something special? Almost certainly I'm not going to do anything special because that requires planning. And there's one thing that my life does not have time for at the moment is planning podcast-related things. I've got just about enough time to make a playlist and record it and ramble. That's okay. Oh, my phone is... my watch is buzzing. Oh, my goal is complete. 250-somethings. How exciting. What was I saying before I was distracted by a buzzing watch? No planning for the 300th podcast. I thought, oh, should I do it live? So I investigate setting up a live server to do the podcast, and I have done that. It's at live.edinburghman.com, and if you have an account on the Fediverse, like Mastodon or something, you can follow it there and get notifications when it goes live. So I thought, well, I'll do that live, and I'll just do it as a little test recording or test broadcast. I won't tell anyone. I'll just try it. And it was taking so long, and I was fighting with OBS to try and get it set up to stream. Just audio, you understand, but it was just a bit of a nightmare. So I just gave up. I thought, stuff this. I'm just going to record it. It is a Friday. I've got all my work done for this week, so Friday morning is my own to do silly things like podcast, but also go and get some shopping and stuff like that. And then the Edinburgh, of course, the kids are off on Friday afternoons from school, so I've got, I don't know, about an hour and a half before the craziness begins. Just enough time to record this, and then maybe upload it, maybe not. Maybe I can do that this afternoon when they're playing Minecraft or something. Anyway, let's play some more music from Star Trek that's run by Flip, who used to run Z-Tapes, from Bratislava, Slovakia, starttrack.bandcamp.com, and they've got loads of great compilation albums. In fact, three great compilation albums there called Start the Track. And this one, I can't remember how many tracks it's got on. It's got about 30 tracks or 40 tracks on it or something. And the track I'm going to play is by Noah Roth. And this is Hold On / OK. That's Hold On / OK by Noah Roth from the Start the Track Volume 3 compilation album by start-track.com. And yeah, starttrack.bandcamp.com is where you can get it, and I guess start-track.com is also probably a website that you can, that you can visit I don't think it's a free download. I think it was something like £3 or something like that for the whole, or €3. But yeah, there was a ton of tracks on there, and that just came out in September. My computer that I'm using is slightly far away from my eyes, so I can't quite see with these glasses. And if I take my glasses off, oh, I can't see at all. Right, so apologies if my voice sort of fades in and out as I peer towards the computer as I try and read what it says in the screen. The other exciting thing that I'm rather excited about that happened this week, or yesterday I think it was, I got a new coffee grinder. Regular listeners to the podcast will know, or maybe will remember, that I've been struggling with tennis elbow. I think this happened a few months ago when Dr. Nick and I were clearing the back garden. The house that we moved into, I don't know, it was built in the 1930s. But the guy that previously lived here had done a lot of DIY work, which mostly involved keeping all the stuff that he'd accumulated over the years, and most of it buried in the back garden. And what there was in the back garden was a lot of concrete. We lifted up a sort of rickety old wobbly patio, and we thought, we'll keep these paving slabs, and underneath the paving slabs was more slabs and more concrete. So we had to clear out most of that stuff, and so there was 2 weeks where we were just filling a skip in the front garden with stuff from the back garden, and it was all concrete or bricks or rocks or something like that. And when the guy came to take it away, he says, oh, you've done quite well, that's 5 tons of stuff. Yeah, so we did do quite well, 5 tons of rubble in the, from the back garden into the skip, but my elbow wasn't very happy about all that shenanigans, so it's still giving me trouble. And on the NHS website, it says it might take 6 months to 2 years to get better, which sounds terrifying. As a result, the hand grinder that I've been using for the coffee, it's not really, that doesn't really agree with me anymore, so I had switched back to the bean-to-cup machine, which is fairly insipid. But yesterday, I got a new grinder. I treated myself to a new grinder. And it looks really sleek and it's cool, and I had my first coffee with it this morning, my first morning coffee. I did go through a bag of beans yesterday, sort of getting it set up and figuring out the settings and stuff. Ah, but it's fantastic. So I'm rather looking forward to rushing through this podcast and getting another coffee at the end of it. So if I do feel, if it sounds like I'm rushing through it, it's because I'm really wanting to get some caffeine before the kids get home. Right, more music. I've played a track from Crafting Room Recordings release from LSD Hullo, H-U-L-L-O, Hullo, Reality, exclamation mark. I played a track a few months ago. The album, it was a pre-order, and I think the track was that I'd played last time was came out sort of way before the album was released. Anyway, the album eventually came out on the 13th of October. And yeah, I think I was going to play a track at the time, but I think it was also Bandcamp Friday and I got a whole lot of new stuff, so I sort of fell by the wayside, so I didn't play it, and I'm going to play it now. I've also got another track from Crafting Room Recordings, based in Brighton in the UK, coming up towards the end of the podcast, maybe the last track. But first, this is LSD, and I Want You to Know. I'm Crafting Room Recordings, that's LSD, and I Want You to Know from the album Hello Reality. And you can get that at craftingroomrecordings.bandcamp.com. It's available on vinyl. There's a red vinyl, limited edition with sort of poetry booklet and posters and handwritten lyrics and all sorts of crazy stuff. Great stuff. And that's £25. The vinyl itself is also available on red vinyl, just on red vinyl without all the extra stuff, at £20, and then the black vinyl for £15. It's an EP, I guess, rather than album. Well, I think it's like, I don't know, somebody say, I'm going to click on it here and we'll find out. You own this, it says, all the way down here. It's 7 tracks, so that's not an EP, really. It calls it an EP, but it's an album in my view. Anything longer than sort of 15 minutes is an album. The shorter the better. I'm a big fan of albums. I was wanting to play something the other day. What was it? Like I say, last week, we refloored the dining room, which is also the sort of music listening room, although it is a wee bit echoey now. We're going to have to sort of sort that out. But I just moved all the vinyl back in there, which is tricky with the tennis elbow. I have got these big crates that I put the records in when we're moving them around, and I couldn't lift them at all. So I had to just take out the individual records in sort of groups of 10 or so and carry them through from one room to the other to put them back in the shelves, I guess. And there was something I was going to play. I was going to play The Great Destroyer by Low, and I got it out, and it was a double album, and I was like, oh. I mean, it's a great album, right? I wouldn't have bought it if it wasn't a great album. But double albums. I'm a big fan of short albums. The Mitski albums are great. They're only like about 30 minutes long. Double albums gives me... Oh, never mind. Anyway, so I was a bit lazy. I can't remember what I put on in the end. Pavement, Slanted and Enchanted, which is a great, I don't know, 45-minute long single album. But also Pavement do have that... Is it Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain? There's 3 sides, and the last side is just a sort of blank side. I think I've used that in the past for sort of adjusting the tracking on my record player. Right, I'm getting a bit nerdy now and talking nonsense. From, you'll remember, maybe you won't, during September I said I was going to do a sort of looking back on previous Septembers and playing tracks from olden times that were played on the podcast. And I went through and I got a playlist ready, about an hour worth of music, and then I didn't end up recording that for whatever reason. Probably life shenanigans. But there was a track by Waylon Thornton and the Heavy Hands, who haven't released anything. They're from Lake Butler in Florida, but haven't released anything for over 10 years. Like 2011 is the last release on their discography. But I had played them on the podcast quite a lot back in sort of 2011 and round about then. And I played tracks from this album, Black Salt, as well. And I probably, with hindsight, should have played this for Halloween. But organization and this podcast don't normally go hand in hand. This is Broom Rider from the album Black Salt by Waylon Thornton and the Heavy Hands. We'll be right back. sort of belated Halloween. That's Broom Rider from the album Black Salt by Weir, Long Thornton and the Heavy Hands. And you can get that at theheavyhands.bandcamp.com. And I think it's a name your price. I'm not sure, actually, because that's the problem with this, isn't it? Because I've already bought it. So all it says is you own this, view the digital album. So I'm not quite sure if it was free or if it was, well, it can't be free because I paid for it. But it might be, I suppose it might be a name your price. I'm not sure. But yeah, theheavyhands.bandcamp.com came out in 2012. So I was wrong when I said they haven't released anything since 2011. I clearly can't even read. I blame my glasses and the distance of the computer from said glasses. So yeah, another track that I'd also highlighted for played in my previous September was a band I used to play on the podcast all the time, who are fantastic. Julia Katowski is Entertainment for the Brain Dead. And again, she hasn't really released anything for quite a long time, I don't think. 2017, so not as long, 5 years ago. EFTB.bandcamp.com is where you can get it there. But previously, a lot of her stuff had been released on a net label, which I can't even remember the name of. I might try and investigate this. But also, you can get her stuff on the Free Music Archive. It's all released under Creative Commons license, as is everything that I'm playing on today's podcast, and in general on the podcast as well. It's all stuff that I release that is released under a Creative Commons license. Anyway, this album is brilliant. It's called Trivialities, and this is an answer. Thank you. That's An Answer by Trivia. An Answer by Entertainment for the Brain Dead from the album Trivialities. EFTB.bandcamp.com. But I suspect if you do a search for Entertainment for the Brain Dead, you'll probably find different places where you can download that, because historically she's always made her albums available for free, or at least under Creative Commons licenses, because Julia Katowski's based in Berlin. And that came out, when did that come out? Let me quickly scroll down and check. 2010! My goodness. That was back when the podcast was but 0 years old, when we just started, I think in February 2010, when it was a really snowy day. Was it a really snowy day? Or it might be because Dr. Nick was out at a tap class or something, and crazily I decided to start recording this nonsensical podcast where I ramble for ages. I've got one more track to go, and it's a long one, and it's a shoegazy one. I'm a big fan of Mastodon at the moment, although I do have a lot of filters set up to filter things that I don't want to hear about, politicky things and all the such stuff, to help keep me sane. So my view of Mastodon might be quite different from what everybody else's view of Mastodon is, but you can follow the podcast at edinburgh_man@mastodon.scot. That's where it currently is, anyway. I am trying to look to see if I can find a more appropriate instance, because, I mean, the Mastodon.scot is, by its nature, quite political, and I've already sort of filtered a lot of that stuff out, and really, that's not why I'm on social media. I'm on social media to look at stuff about retro gaming and about music. That's kind of it. Everything else, I don't really, I'm not really interested in that, or at least certainly not finding out through social media. So I'm on an iron about trying to find a new instance that's maybe more appropriate for like a music podcast, but I haven't found anything yet. But anyway, right now, edinburgh_man@mastodon.scot, and if I do move, it'll be redirected from there anyway, so if you want to get in touch with the podcast, that's the best way to do it. But you can also, I guess, send an email to podcast@edinburghman.com. That's also a good place. Or just go to edinburghman.com and you can listen to every podcast. I think the first five are maybe not on there. The first five might be on archive.org, though. If you go to archive.org and do a search for Edinburgh Man Podcast, I've uploaded most of them there. I haven't done a lot of 2023 yet. I was doing them week by week, but I think I'm just going to wait till the end of the year and then just dump all of the year's worth of 2023s on there. And that's probably how I'll archive it. So for future reference, if something happens to me and the podcast goes away or the website goes away, hopefully everything should remain forevermore on archive.org, or at least until someone does a takedown request of it or something. From the old times when I didn't used to play Creative Commons music. Anyway, I said I'd play some shoegaze. The reason why I was rambling onto that is because I follow a shoegaze tag on Mastodon. You can follow tags, hashtags, as well as just people's accounts. So this means I'm playing this simply so I can tag shoegaze on it, and anybody else who's also following shoegaze can listen to it. I'm not doing that at all. I'm playing it because it's great. It's from another track from a Crafting Room Recordings release. This track, this album rather, or EP, came out back in 2021, but I was only sort of made aware of it as I was digging around their back catalogue a couple of months ago. The band are called The Dream Is Dead, and as is the EP, it's also called The Dream Is Dead. And this, it's 6 minutes long, so I'm not going to come back after this. I'm just going to play it, and then I'm going to go make that coffee. So I'll see you next time after Death of a Superstar by The Dream Is Dead.